The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
Are you sitting down? Good. Because this is a special report. The Journey into Comics Network is proud to present The Poor Report, your one-stop shop for everything news and topics of personal interest. Tune in every other Tuesday for exciting new episodes. And now, back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome to our second podcast. We're still getting used to things, because technically, this is our third podcast. We had to scrap an entire episode, because it just was not as funny as we thought it was at the time. So, we're back now, and hopefully we'll do better, and this won't be another lost episode. So today, I don't know, you'll have to stay tuned after the intro to find out. What a way to start the show! Just flat out dying. No oxygen. Can't breathe. Okay, so what's up, guys? What's up with you, Joanna?
It's gloomy and fall.
It is gloomy and fall, and I love it. But Joanna doesn't have any pants on. Hi, Padfoot.
No.
Joanna does not have any pants on because apparently her pants were uncomfortable. And we're those type of friends where, I mean, clothes are optional. So,
lacy thongs.
Yeah, lacy thong. It's quite nice. Yes. But it's one of those that's apparently not made for every body shape. And it's very long in the back. And I was like, well, maybe it would fit better if your butt crack was longer. And Joanna said, I already feel like my butt crack is abnormally long. So tell us, guys, how long is your butt crack?
We'll have a contest. Whoever has the longest butt crack gets a prize.
The prize is like...
We need proof. Nothing. Tape measure between the cheeks.
What are you doing, dog? He stopped right as I said something. He was like,
I wouldn't do nothing.
I promise, guys. Are we going to answer these questions?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then. Oh, I want to do my riddle first.
Oh, fuck.
I told Joanna that I had a riddle for her, and I fooled Brandon with it, so.
I'm so bad at riddles.
Hopefully this one will be really obvious. Pardon me. Are you ready?
Okay.
30 cows in a field. 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Fuck, I have fucking heard this before. God damn it! Can I call for backup?
You want to ask Mike?
Yes.
Okay, you can't text it to him, though. You have to call him down here.
I have to call him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Phone a friend.
Phoning a friend upstairs.
Doo-doo-doo.
Is that the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music? Did I do that right? Are you going to put him on speaker?
Yeah.
It's not going to answer.
No. What if I was dying down here?
Right. It wasn't me at the door. It was a murderer.
It wasn't Caitlin. It was a murderer.
And Patty did nothing.
Not even a whimper.
Bye, Mom.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'll be back.
He just answered. You're late.
I'm calling you again.
There's Padfoot drool on my sleeve. Are you really not going to answer?
I need your help with the riddle.
Okay.
I'm going to have Caitlin tell it to you, and then you're going to answer it, because I know you've said this to me.
Okay.
Okay.
30 cows in a field. 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Wow, I haven't heard this one in a while. I'm just gonna do it for the thing. Didn't what?
What?
He said didn't what? 30 cows in a field. 28 chickens. How many didn't?
30.
What the fuck? You're not helping me at all.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yes.
Okay. 30 cows in a field. 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Oh my god. Fuck off. You are the worst fucking friend to call for this.
He knew the answer and just made you look like a fool.
Fuck you.
What are husbands for?
Fuck off.
Husbands are for helping people.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, you fuck. Fuck!
I saw a video of someone asking or, you know, doing that riddle to somebody else, and there was a little kid, and like 3 minutes in, they're like British, and the little kid goes, "Fucking hell!" And I died. But yeah.
Now I feel so dumb.
Don't feel dumb. Brandon didn't get it either, and he's like the smartest person I know, so, you know.
Did you get it, Pad?
He totally did. He's so smart.
Look at him. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm smart.
Yeah, I'm smart.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
All right. Should we answer these questions?
Oh, do you have different questions than me?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I numbered them.
Oh my god, we're so prepared today. You have no idea.
And, ooh, I should get you a pen, because
totally
if we
should.
Get too high, we know we check off which one we just did, because last time...
It was a mess. Okay, so I paused the recording so Joanna could go get me a pen. And she ran away, and all I saw was her bare little booty just scurrying off. It was the highlight of my day. Thank you.
I mean, I'm pretty pale.
The condensation from my Starbucks is wetting this paper, and it's not a good thing. Martha Stewart would not be impressed right now. Though I'm pretty sure Martha smokes weed. I mean, she hangs out with Snoop Dogg. That's a thing, right? Like, who wouldn't smoke weed with Snoop? This commercial break brought to you by weed. And the need to get high. Okay, am I asking the first question?
Is it number one?
It sure... Oh, I have the odds, guys.
Yeah, because you're right. Odd.
Thanks. Alright, would you rather be an ugly genius or a hot moron? I would probably rather be an ugly genius, because who needs people, really? And I'd be smart. I could, like, genetically engineer friends or something that wouldn't care.
I would also be an ugly genius.
I thought a little bit too much about
that. Why would your friends care if you're ugly?
I don't know.
If they care...
Some people do.
If they care about that kind of stuff, you don't want them as a friend.
Caitlin. Well, now I feel ugly because you would like me anyway.
That... What? Just jumped from one thing to another.
I don't know. I'm high, guys. Okay. Okay, your turn.
Did you check it off so that we remember?
No, I didn't. I hate these pens.
Seriously?
Yes. I hate the gel pens. Bic Atlantis is my favorite ballpoint pen.
No.
Yes.
These are smooth. They're perfect for cursive because I don't know how to print very well.
Okay, maybe it's the placemat or something. I don't know.
All right.
Made it hard to write, but okay.
Would you rather have a dog with a cat's personality or a cat with a dog's personality?
Oh my god, I don't remember what my answer was last week. I know that my first answer was not last week, but...
Cat with a dog's personality.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would kind of like a big dog like Patty with a cat's personality, because he'd be way more mellow. But, I don't know.
I love the excitement.
I mean, it's nice, but he jumps on you. He's I'm not a big dog person. I mean, I like Patty. Pounds. Only 80 pounds.
He's still
a puppy. Like a fifth grader.
He's still a puppy. He's still growing. He's still little compared to what he's going to be.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be like a fucking dire wolf.
I know. And he's still going to be a lap dog for me. I know.
Oh, okay. Would you rather... This is such a ridiculous question. Would you rather have a penis for a nose or a vagina for a mouth? And like last week, my question is, do I still have a nose and mouth somewhere? And do they just swap places? Because if so, I think I would probably rather have a vagina for a mouth, because that way I'm not smelling my own ass.
But you're going to be eating next to where you shit.
Oh, good point.
They're both bad. But do you want to potentially lick your own butthole?
But.
Self-cleaning. Oh, that makes me want to vomit.
Gross. No, but like, since scent is so much of taste, would everything taste like butthole? Because your nose would be... presumably, like, on your taint.
Oh, God.
I know.
I'd still rather have a vagina for a mouth. I mean, the tits get in the way enough. I don't need a fucking dick on my face.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's just obscene, too. At least a vagina kind of looks like a mouth.
Have face battles, though.
Where is your urethra?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
I don't like this question at all anymore. Whenever you're pissed at somebody, you literally just piss on them.
I just don't want to be peeing out of my face, okay?
Either way, you're peeing out of your face.
Exactly. And that's just...
taking piss on you, literally.
We finally wouldn't have to worry about squatters.
No.
In the bathroom. Because if you're peeing out of your face, you just bend over the hole.
When you go camping, you just pee.
If it's cold outside, you don't have to take half your clothes off.
It's already unclothed.
That's genius. Oh, but I mean, I guess you would still have to poop. I think we're looking way too far into this question.
Maybe we should move on.
Yeah. Let's move on. I should go.
I'm really imagining camping with a vagina or a dick on my dick face. Around on your face.
My question is, are your sexual partners, are they normal? Or is penis, nose, vagina, mouth, is that like the new normal?
The new normal?
Or is this some like alternate dimension where it's always been normal? Are we in an episode of Sliders?
I really don't want to think about having to pick partners based upon if they have a vagina or a dick on their face.
I mean, at least it's kind of try before you buy.
We can just test it real quick.
Just poke it. I wish you could see the facial motion. You were like pelvic thrusting, but with your head.
I've been practicing this. I've been preparing for this.
Instead of grinding on people in the club, you just headbutt them. Like a fucking angry ostrich. Sorry, I'm still getting over a cold, and smoking weed is not making it better.
Okay, we are moving on.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, okay. Question.
Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon? The size of a watermelon. Unless I could be Beetlejuice all year, then it would be a tennis ball.
Well, why couldn't you be Beetlejuice all year? Just change your name. And your whole aesthetic.
Yeah, be alone forever.
Yeah, totally. Live in the netherworld or wherever it was.
Just go live out in the woods.
Just praying for the day someone says your name three times. The ghost with the moose, babe. Oh. I do. I have a dress that would be a really amazing, like, gender-bent Beetlejuice. Because it's just bold black and white stripes. Kind of like a suit. Yeah. I really want to do that for Halloween. I tried to convince Brandon that we should dress toddler kid up as a sandworm for his first Halloween. Because he would have only been, like, 3 months old. And then I would have been Beetlejuice and Brandon could have been, I don't know, Adam or something. But I just think that would have been funny.
I still want to be old Greg.
We got to find one of those touch lights for you. So you can have your mangina.
Yes. I actually have a tap light upstairs.
And you know, I think those, like, reflective silver jackets, I think those are actually coming back into style. Because 90s chic is just all over the place.
So I just need a pink tutu. I need some, what are they, like the mermaid fucking tights or whatever.
Oh, they were. I think they were just green.
I need seaweed in my hair.
Oh, yeah, for sure, seaweed. We'll find you some plastic stuff so you don't smell like the ocean.
But that's where I'm coming from. I have to be authentic, Caitlin.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I think an old Greg costume would look really good.
Yeah.
We should for sure do that.
I have the moves.
Or maybe 1 year you can just be old Greg. And I'll be Beetlejuice-ia or something. And then maybe G could be something else.
I'll just drink Bailey's all night.
Totally. Yeah.
Out of a shoe.
Also, I had this really awesome idea that we should do a kid's gift exchange this year for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, each of us get something for the other person's kid. So G and I will buy dog toys for Patty.
That'd be cute.
Yes. And then, you know, I'm going to be shopping for G's baby, like, all the time. But yeah, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-oh. Which of these would you rather never eat again? Donuts, bacon, tacos, or sushi? Buy donuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Donuts can go.
Peace out, girlfriend. No questions. Because I love sushi too much. And I eat tacos all the time. And bacon is amazing. So, there's no question.
I've had all three within the past week. Except for donuts.
Yeah, donuts has been a very, like, long time. Something where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm driving by Dunkin'. It's early in the morning. I'm gonna go get some munchkins or something. Or late at night, I'm stoned and get a craving.
I haven't really had a donut craving.
Oh, God.
Ever.
Yeah. When I was pregnant, like, all the time. It was, like, crab legs and Caesar salad.
Donuts.
Donuts. And then at the end, it was shrimp tacos from, like, our local Mexican restaurant. And then the just a plain beef and cheese taco from Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
Oh my God, I could probably eat Taco Bell every day. My body would hate me, but, like, it's delicious.
If I could eat Taco Bell without getting fat
and or spending dying, my life on the toilet
or dying.
Yes.
And if it was free.
Yeah, for sure. But that's just where all your food budget went. For sure. I was gonna say something and now I don't remember. That's always fun. Just flew right out of my head. It was probably something about Taco Bell.
I think it landed over there.
Yeah, it's like on the other side of the room for sure.
Yeah, we can't walk that far.
Nope.
Alright. Would you rather have a Lamborghini in your garage or a bookcase with 9,000 books? a fucking bookcase with 9,000 books.
Exactly.
And then I don't need a car to drive anywhere because my ass is staying at home.
Forever.
Forever.
It's the Hotel California. That's just where that is. Okay. If you were a worm, how long would you be? Patty got all excited because the ice maker went off. He's like, oh my god, it's me.
It's me.
I think I was supposed to go first, but
yeah.
I decided to vape some dry herb. I don't know. Am I a reasonably sized worm? Maybe. Am I a really abnormally long worm? Maybe. Does that worm have an abnormally long butt crack? Maybe. No, okay. I'm like 3.5 inches long.
If you're that long, then I'm going to be tiny.
3.5 inches is not that much. Well, maybe that long.
That's what I'm saying. That's really short, and you're really tall compared to me.
I'm not short. I'm not saying that that's, like, in direct correlation with my actual height.
I think I would be about an inch with a really long butt crack.
World's longest worm butt crack. We're just going to start calling you Sideshow Bob.
I have so many nicknames.
I know.
This is so bad.
Sideshow Bob, Sideshow Bob. You know what I forgot to do? We're going to play Mad Libs later. I forgot to download the app, so I should probably do that.
Yes. You do that. We'll continue with our last...
I'm so sorry. I keep coughing.
We're both sick.
Yes, it's not good.
All right. What would you want written on your tombstone?
Probably my name.
My name. My first name. Last name. When I died. And when I was born.
You know.
And maybe some sort of generic design somewhere to add interest.
Ooh, maybe a picture of me when I was living. I've seen those.
Yeah, I don't like those. You can be
those. Like, hey, this is what I looked like before I was rotting in the ground.
Before and after photos. Just have a constant play on your corpse.
I've lost so much weight.
Just have a camera down there every so often. Just a
GoPro in your coffin.
And throughout the years, people can watch you decompose.
We're going to put up a new video every year on YouTube. Of our time lapse of decomposing. Will YouTube still be a thing in 80 years?
I don't know.
Find out next. Okay, it's your question.
I just went, it's your question.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry. Oops.
I have the check mark system, Caitlin.
I know you did. I just forgot that you asked a question. I'm sorry. All right. If you could punch anyone in the face right now, who would it be?
Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. I second that.
It's not going to happen, CIA. Don't come and arrest me. I'm poor. I can't go to D.C.
But do we punch him at the same time or two separate times? No.
Would it fuck up more of his life if we did it on two separate occasions?
I think two separate occasions, but while he's still healing from the first one.
Yes.
Like, right when you get your hopes up that everything's going to be fine.
Like, your black eye starts fading. Yeah.
Replace it. And then we have to...
do the other side.
Let's do them both at the same time.
You're right-handed and I'm left-handed. I punch with my right hand, though. This is a flawed system.
I wish we could do kicking in the face.
Rest in peace, headphones users. We've just been talking about exhuming my body after I've been buried for several years. Because we had to pause because I was dying. That cough, man, it is no joke. Oh, my vape turned off. I just realized Joanna got out her new rabbit. and we haven't talked about it yet.
Because we have one more question.
Oh, we do?
10. 10 just seemed like a good number.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's reasonable. Yeah.
Nine would piss me off.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat dog food or a rotten egg? Dog food. Been there, done that.
Dog food. I ate a Beggin' strip. Well, okay, not a whole Beggin' strip, but I ate part of a Beggin' strip once. And they do. They taste like those fake bacon bits that you get at a cheap salad bar.
Ew.
Yeah. It's not quite as crunchy.
I accidentally eat dog food all the time with Patty. But those Jelly Belly, what is that fucking game? But the rotten egg one makes me want to puke every time. That is the worst fucking one. It just lingers forever.
It stays in your mouth so long. And, like, you can smell it before you even take a bite. So it's just, like, not even worth taking the bite. Yeah. No.
So I think it's called the Bean Boozled. Thing? Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. We should do that without the rotten egg buttered. Because I don't like the buttered popcorn one either.
Do you know what I have right now?
Do you for real have it? Okay, we're pausing. Okay. Joanna has Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Beans. However,
surprise,
we do not have the little Bean Boozled spinner. So we're going to look online and see if there is one. And we are already going to discard rotten egg or buttered popcorn or marshmallow or whatever it's supposed to be. Because I don't play that shit. The little boxes are so cute.
Is there?
There is.
Oh my gosh. Hooray.
Now I have to figure out how to open this. We need light.
We do?
Yeah. To be able to differentiate the finer color textures and such. Okay, I think it's rotten egg and marshmallow.
And earwax.
There's a fucking sausage.
Does this have more? I feel like this has more than the Bean Boozled one.
Does it?
I think it does. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, there's only 10 in Bean Boozled.
Oh.
Let's do this. We're just going to eat them.
Okay. Sounds good to me. All right. I'm going to try not to eat grass.
Oh, why not? It'd be refreshing.
It's really obvious, though, because it's a lighter green.
Yeah. I think this is banana.
Yep, that's grass. Refreshing. What if I just suddenly turned into a rabbit because I ate that?
It doesn't taste like a banana at all.
What does it taste like?
Shit.
Maybe it's the rotten egg one.
Oh no, that one I would be gagging.
Oh. Okay. I did not get a single candy floss, and I'm really disappointed.
I got one. I'll split it with you.
I love you. Give me that thing your mouth's been on.
Definitely not a dick.
Mm. Nope. Oh, it's so good. Definitely not a dick. The one thing I don't like is that they stick in your teeth really bad.
Oh.
What did you eat?
Dirt.
Oh, this one's cinnamon. I thought it was cherry. It's good, though.
Mm. Okay.
How does one make a booger-flavored...
Or maybe that was earthworm. I think I ate... I have a lot of earthworm. I think
I don't even have earthworm listed on mine.
It's the red one. The first column. Three down. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, there's an earth... Ew. Oh my god, it's all over my hands.
We were just talking about... How long you would be if you were a worm.
Ah, these are so bad.
Are you not paying attention?
No.
I actually really want to try the sausage one. Just to see what it's like.
Oh, the grass one is so much better.
Than what?
earthworm and whatever the fuck that second one was.
Okay. The sausage is not good.
Okay. I'm taking the green, this blue, and fuck the rest of it. That's where I'm at on that.
Why are these all cinnamon? I have not had one cherry. Oh, fuck this game.
There's so many rotten egg ones in here. That's
this one's
horrifying.
Also cinnamon. I got fucked, man. Doomed to cinnamon hell.
I had earthworm hell. I don't even want to hear it, Caitlin.
Sorry.
At least you have water.
Oh god, yes. Always.
Do you want to do the first Mad Lib?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to sit here and eat some more jelly beans.
When we say who's going first, are you asking me what to fill in, or am I asking you?
You ask me.
Okay.
That way I don't have to type.
I'm never going to be able to finish those. So I'll just keep the box forever because it's Harry Potter.
Ew. Ew.
Earthworm?
Ew. Yes.
See how horrible
it
is?
Oh my god, it's so bad. What on earthworm?
What on
earthworm? Please be green apple. Oh, thank god. I also know that I'm 100% not eating the vomit one. Or soap.
But that's the fun part.
I got so much soap, guys. I got a booger one, but no watermelons, because fuck Caitlin, apparently.
I was in the wrong app trying to figure out why.
We haven't said the name of this podcast at all. I just realized that. So, if you're still here, this is Butt Stuff. Welcome. We like to get high and talk about stuff. So that's primarily what this podcast is. Us getting high and talking about stuff. Just so you're aware.
Okay. All right. I pulled up the kids' Mad Libs this time.
Okay, because I downloaded adult Mad Libs.
I have that one too.
But I have the stoner package.
Which is all right. Plural noun.
Cats.
Plural noun.
Dogs.
Part of body.
Hand.
Number.
14.
Plural noun.
Sharks.
Part of body.
Nose.
Liquid.
Coffee.
Part of body, plural.
Feet.
Part of body.
My god. Mouth.
It's spelled mouth. MOUTJ. I realized it as soon as I pushed next. Oh, that's a typo.
Uh-oh.
Adjective.
Purple.
Plural noun.
Umbrellas.
Adjective.
Neon.
Adjective.
Flowery.
Verb ending in ing.
Running.
Noun.
Grass.
Plural noun.
Grasses.
Grasses. Noun.
Egg.
Is it rotten?
No.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
Mouth.
My body is ready.
This one's called, Have I Got a Giraffe for You? Giraffes have aroused the curiosity of cats since the earliest times. The giraffe is the tallest of all living dogs, but scientists are unable to explain how it got its long hand. It just has one.
It's got one normal size one and one long one.
It's long hand. The giraffe's tremendous height, which might reach 14 sharks, comes mostly from its legs and nose. If a giraffe wants to take a drink of coffee from the ground, it has to spread its feet far apart in order to reach down and lap up the water in its huge mouth.
Oh, that actually worked.
The giraffe has purple ears that are sensitive to the faintest umbrellas. And it has a neon sense of smell and sight.
I just love my neon senses.
When attacked, a giraffe can put up a flowery fight by running out with its hind legs and using its head like a sledge grass.
Oh, I just love sledge grass.
Finally, a giraffe can gallop at more than 30 grasses an hour.
But are they sledge grasses?
That would be impressive.
Mm-hmm.
When pursued and can outrun the fastest egg.
I just hit my nose on the microphone.
Please. I want to restore my purchases.
Hey, Caitlin.
What?
Booties is booties. We had to take a pause for nose blowing for the sick people over here. Alright. I have the Stoned Off Our Mad Libs book on the Adult Mad Libs app. Did I just hear... Okay, I thought Lady hissed at Padfoot, but he just sighed.
Because he's so real boring.
Angsty. So this one's called... Should I tell you the name? You didn't tell me the name until in the end. Okay. First name, male.
Oh, God.
You are married to a male.
Mike. Padfoot.
Adjective.
Fondle. That's a verb.
That's, yeah.
Seductive. I was really excited for fondle, apparently.
Occupation, plural.
Dildo manufacturer.
A silly word.
A silly word.
'Tis a silly place.
Ready or gumi?
I'm sorry, what?
Ready or gumi.
Can you spell it?
No.
Rad irigumi?
That's a racer in German.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adverb. It's like a verb ending in ly.
Slowly.
Number.
27.
Color.
Periwinkle.
Oh, nice. Person in room, male.
Padfoot.
Yay. He's the only one.
Yep.
Noun.
Pervert.
Okay. Suppose that could be a noun or an adjective. Occupation.
Teacher.
Adjective.
Dusty.
That's my favorite one.
Dusty.
Verb ending in ing.
Fingering.
Okie dokie. I wrote fonger.
Fongering. They fungered.
Hey,
all
at least
night.
I realized I had a typo.
Before us pushing next.
Adverb.
Ah, fuck. Quickly.
Just all over the place here. Part of the body, plural.
Sphincters.
Okay. She put a lot of thought into that one. Exclamation. Like, oh my god.
Well, fuck. That's all I got.
Silly. That's all I got. A silly word.
God, this shit again? Supercalifragilistic.
I am not just fucking typing that. You can go fuck yourself.
Just put something short in.
I'll just put supercalifragilistic. I wrote the whole goddamn thing. Cool story, bruh. That's what it says. Alright. This one's called pop culture. You don't have to be Mike Marley to know that pot has been part of seductive culture forever. Hollywood dildo manufacturers do it. Oh my god.
Speaking of dildos, there's such a thing as...
We started talking vibrators. About that and then didn't. Joanna got a new rabbit. That's what it fucking sounded like. Okay. Hollywood dildo manufacturers do it. Performers like Lady Radigurumi smoke it to put them in a slowly creative mood. Olympic athletes like 27-time periwinkle medal winner Padfoot admit to smoking a pervert full of weed. Even our teacher, Barack Obama, talked about smoking pot when he was interviewed on Dusty Primetime TV. It seems that after years of fingering in the closet, pot users are quickly feeling comfortable enough to speak their sphincters. And it's all thanks to early pioneers of the marijuana movements. So let's give a big hip-hop, well, fuck, to Cheech and supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It doesn't even fit on the whole screen. It just trails off. Oh, that one was really good.
All right.
Oh, we do one more?
Yeah, we should do one more.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, let's see what I have here. Plural noun.
Bongs.
Poogas. Noun.
Weed. We'll just make this one about weed.
Adjective.
Leafy.
You couldn't just say, like, green.
No. Put fucking leafy in.
Part of body.
Nostril.
Adjective.
Pink.
Adjective.
Green.
Noun.
Remember when you were in, like, middle school and pink and green together was, like, all the rage? Okay, what was the question?
Noun.
Tablecloth.
I wonder where you got that one from. Adjective.
Enjoy. Round.
Last name.
Smith.
Plural noun.
Axes.
Adverb.
Cleanly.
Part of body.
Knee.
Adjective.
Normal.
Noun.
Park.
Plural noun.
Helicopters.
Helicomputers. Jesus. Adjective.
Fluffy.
A place.
Mars.
Okay.
I should have said Jupiter.
Story of a one-hit wonder.
Hang on. Pause. I don't want to die. Oh, I didn't pause. I'm just saying.
Oh. Okay.
Slow your roll. Let's get high. Because that is an integral part of this show. Every time I smoke, I think to myself, this is not making you better. It's gonna ruin your day.
While simultaneously making it better.
Yeah, because the cough comes, but the pain goes. So it's like a trade-off. Okay. Read that shit.
The Mighty Bongs were a one-weed wonder. Wow. A one-weed wonder. Say that five times fast.
I won't.
Famous for their leafy song, In Your Nostril. Where is the pink band today? After hitting it big, they started to have green creative differences. They went from superstardom to a tablecloth-shattering breakup.
How does one shatter a tablecloth?
Freeze it.
Liquid nitrogen. It'd be like the Terminator in Terminator 2.
Well, if we were a cartoon, we would just freeze it and take a hammer to it and it'd
shatter. I mean, that one worked too.
But we're not cartoons.
Do it the same way, my God. Alright, continue.
The lead singer, known for his round personality, because he's not square.
No.
Wanted to change the band's name to Smith's Axes. The rest of the band cleanly refused. No one could say I to knee. And the bassist decided to leave the normal band and pursue his lifelong dream of a professional park weaving.
Park weaving?
Yeah. The drummer left to teach music to high school helicopters. The lead singer was the only one left, but don't feel too bad. He has now become a fluffy internet sensation with a video of himself playing Sweet Home Mars on the kazoo.
Oh. Sweet Home Mars. Where the skies are so red. Well, tell us how you really feel, Podfoot. My goodness. Alright. We're gonna do another stoner one. This is the silent part of the podcast. Where nobody talks. Okay. I've got one. Adjective.
Frumpy.
Okay.
Okay.
Plural noun.
Hippopotamus testicles.
I'm just gonna put testicles.
But they have to be from a hippopotamus.
I will say hippopotamus.
Thank you.
Verb.
Fondle. Finally.
Did you not just use Fondle?
Did I?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, then it's going to be twice. I really like that word.
A silly word.
Hmm. I hate these.
I know. She has lists of words written out, but apparently forgot all of her silly words.
I hate these. I can never think of them.
Taint is a silly word.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then taint.
Grundle.
Grundle.
There you go. Verb ending in ing.
Whipping.
Mm. Okay, girl. Noun.
Hmm. Organ.
Okay. Animal.
Hmm. Turtle.
I just noticed at the top of the page there's a progress bar. Turtle?
Yeah.
Okay. Turtle.
Turtle.
I forgot. Turtle. I can spell turtle, guys. A number.
17.
I hope that they can hear that. It's so funny. Noun.
One ring to rule them all.
Oh my god.
Do you hate me yet?
Yes. One ring to rule them all. Because I hit the capitalized button instead of the A. Adjective.
Hmm. Mutilated.
Oh my god.
What?
Feels terrible. Part of the body, plural.
Why are you laughing already?
Because it's going to be like you said, you're mutilating this body part. Heart.
Penises.
Oh, no. Is that like one guy with multiple, because that exists? Or like multiple guys?
Hmm. Either.
Okay. Nationality. I don't think we've ever gotten that one before.
Mm-mm. Hispanic.
Okay. Noun.
Human centipede.
Plural noun.
Human centipedes. I'm kidding. Okay,
kidding. I fucking knew it. Bitch.
Plural noun.
Yes.
Gangbangs.
Gangbangs or gangbangers?
Do we want multiple sessions of gangbanging?
Or I think gangbangers themselves.
Okay, just change my shit, Caitlin.
I fucking will, bitch. Verb. Deep stick to the script. No.
Deep throat.
So sexual. Adjective.
Throbbing.
Throbbing. And a number.
19.
All right. Token etiquette 101. Frumpy manners are important. Especially when you're toking with good testicles.
Hippopotamus.
I'm sorry, hippopotamus testicles. Here are some simple rules to fondle by whenever you get stoned. Don't be a grundle. Moochers who are always whipping pot off their friends, but never shell out their own Oregon for weed, are lamer
than a turtle with 17 broken legs. A poor turtle.
17 broken legs.
Don't slobber all over the one ring to rule them all. A mutilated touch to the penises is all you need to get a hit off of any bowl. Save the deep Hispanic kissing for your girlfriend or boyfriend. Always offer to share your human centipede when seated next to gangbangers at a concert. By offering a generous deep throat up. You'll make friends and avoid looking like a throbbing jerk. If you break someone's bowl, you better replace it. And not 19 weeks later. That's rude. Share your human centipede when you're seated next to gangbangers. That's like my new life rule. What else do you do with your life? You better save that Hispanic kissing for home, Missy.
You need to save that forever. Oh.
And be sure to bring your own Oregon. I will screenshot it and send it to you.
Yes.
All right, guys. Our time has come to an end. So we'll see you
eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been Butt Stuff. And we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.